The winner of the Grand Jury Prize for a documentary at this year's Sundance Film Festival was a film by Crystal Moselle about a group of teenage brothers she encountered by chance on a street in New York. It's called The Wolf Pack. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
In the stunning documentary The Wolf Pack, we meet the six Angulo brothers of New York's Lower East Side, each named by their Peruvian-born father, Oscar, for a Krishna god: Bhagavan, Govinda, Narayana, Mukunda, Krishna, and Jagadisa. In 2010, director Crystal Moselle saw them run past her on the street. They looked so wild, so childishly exuberant. Over the next 5 years, she would chronicle their bizarre tale. Early on, the boys explain that after Oscar married their mother, Suzanne, a hippie from the Midwest, he joined Hare Krishna and decided socialization would be destructive for his children. Physically abusive, Oscar kept his boys and their younger, mentally disabled sister behind a bolted door in a shabby apartment in a dangerous project. They had no public schooling, no friends, and few trips outside, no connection to the world. Well, there's an exception, and a doozy. Oscar loved movies and gave his sons DVDs, some classics like Citizen Kane, but most of them violent modern films. The movie's first shot of the so-called wolf pack is of the brothers in the dark suits and glasses of Quentin Tarantino's Reservoir Dogs. They act out scenes, having transcribed the dialogue. They're good, too. Accents, delivery, spot on. In one scene, the fourth oldest brother, Mukunda, shows off an astonishingly detailed Batman costume he fashioned. Gazing out the window, he explains what it means to him to act out The Dark Knight.
This outfit is made out of cereal boxes and yoga mats. That's a yoga mat, and the hard part you see is cardboard from cereal boxes. When we do it, I have to get in the mind of the character. I have to be as strong as I can be to play Batman, because it's a responsibility, sort of. That sounds pathetic to some people, because, but to us and to our world, it is very personal.
After I saw The Dark Knight, that made me believe that something was possible to happen. Not because it was Batman, it's because it felt like another world. I did everything I could to make that world come true, to escape my world.
One day in 2010, Mukunda slipped out of the apartment, but felt he'd be so exposed he wore a mask of Michael from the classic slasher Halloween. He rambled, loitered, frightened passersby, got arrested. But his father's seal had been breached. The Wolf Pack tells the story of the boys' gradual emergence into the world, for which they're unequipped in many ways, but in others, surprisingly in tune. Part of that should be credited to their mother's homeschooling, the other part to, well, Reservoir Dogs, Halloween, Friday the 13th. I confess I watched The Wolf Pack with a mixture of awe and shame. I love some violent movies. Horror pictures and films like The Godfather and Taxi Driver helped me through adolescence. But as a critic, I often lament the coarsening effect of casual mayhem on the young and impressionable. But here is a documentary that shows how even pulpy, sadistic art can be a lifeline, a bridge off the island of terror that was the Angulo brothers' nuclear family. It's a vital reminder of what I'd forgotten movies can do. The Angulos are beautiful camera objects, dark-haired and eyed like their father, but also rangy and open-faced like their mother. Watching them move around the city, riding subways, seeing a movie in a theater for the first time, splashing in waves off Coney Island, is thrilling, heartbreaking. Sand on the beach reminds them of Lawrence of Arabia, a stand of trees, a forest from Lord of the Rings. But The Wolf Pack is at times so painful, it feels longer than its 84 minutes. And the brothers' bitterness towards their father is always in the air. Oscar largely remains in his bedroom, a recluse. The man we finally meet is a stooped gnome who never learned much English and is probably an alcoholic. Pressed by the director, he stammers, "It doesn't matter what you do in life, it's what you are. Things happen." His boys have chosen to take responsibility for their own fates. At the end, they stage and shoot a pageant that's like a mixture of David Lynch's Blue Velvet and surrealist fantasy film pioneer Georges Méliès. You can't believe how gorgeous and expressive it is. This is the rare profile documentary that's also a transcendent work of art, because it captures astonishingly how art can help you make the kind of imaginative leaps that free your mind.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. Coming up, Kevin Whitehead reviews a new album featuring the music of Bill Frisell. This is Fresh Air.